These are the Qayshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Qayshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Hello, everybody. It's time for another Qayshi Tapes. I'm John Hewlett, along with
Favaz.
And our show is brought to you by Black Raven AFC.
Websites are not like, you know, you make one and they're just going to show up and they're going to be at your website. If you want your business website to get found online, it takes strategy. Putting together an SEO, a search engine optimization plan, with a team here in St. Louis is your first step into getting found when your potential customers go out looking for your services. Don't just get found when people look for you. Get found when people look for what you do. Let Black Raven AFC help you today. Just go to blackravendigital.com and reach up today.
This is episode 58.
Mm-hmm.
We just keep ticking them off.
Yep.
This one is an interview I did back in 1989 with my partner on the morning show here at Qayshi at the time, Smash, with Charlie Daniels.
Charlie Daniels, who just had a birthday. He's 83 years old.
That's right. So if this was 89, 99.
That was 30 years ago.
Yeah, so he was 53.
Wow.
He was younger, 9 years younger than I am now.
Wow.
Holy
yeah, he's
God.
A young dude.
Yeah, we thought he was old then.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we know what young people think of us. So all I know is Charlie was on the phone, and he was just calling to talk about something that he was involved in. I think he had a new album out.
Yeah, I don't know his discography, but, you know, he was just here, too. He was just at the in St. Louis at the River City Casino this past weekend. So.
So let's get into it.
All right.
It's 10 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here. We are looking for a beautiful day in St. Louis.
And by the way, this interview was live on the radio, so.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the friends of Qayshi 95 over the last 22 years is the great Charlie Daniels. He got a new song out, a new album out, Simple Man. And let's just go right to Charlie, Simple Man.
I wonder how he came up with that. You know, Charlie Daniels has an album out called Fire on the Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And Marshall Tucker has a hit song, well-known song, called Fire on the Mountain.
Right.
There's no relation between the two.
Two totally different songs.
Two totally different...
and an album.
Yeah, a song and an album.
Deals with some of the weirdnesses that are happening in America today from the viewpoint of the everyday normal American. Right, Charlie?
Yes, definitely. That's always been our audience,
exactly.
Our demographic. It's working class people, and that's as near as I can discern. I've played to over 1 million people this year.
No kidding.
Yeah, I sure have. I counted it up the other day.
He counted it up.
I don't know how he counted.
He was 53. He could count then. He was, wasn't 83.
Bodies. That's not TV or radio or anything.
Right.
I have not had this song all year long, but I've had it long enough to know the very first time that I ever played this song in public, I got a tremendous reaction to it, and it's been that way ever since.
Maybe it's because, Charlie, they thought it was Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd, and instead it was, no, I'm sure
maybe
it's a
they know
song.
Your buddies with the guys in Skynyrd, and were buddies with the guys who died
probably
in the plane crash.
You would think, yes.
Every time I've ever done it in public. So the people, at least the ones who come to see us play, which I think is a pretty good cross-section of the working-class people in this country, are pretty much fed up with what's going on in the street. And that's what this song's about.
That's what the song is about. I tell you what we're noticing about Charlie Daniels is that, of course, all the great music that you do has that that country bass and the rock and roll part of it. But at one time you were considered a rock artist, and more now, Charlie, you're sliding on over into the countryside of life. Nonetheless, you still hang on to those rock and roll roots, right, O?
Oh, well, certainly. I mean, gosh, I never said I'd changed. I just,
right.
You know, it's just kind of, I guess the taste and what's, you know, thought of as popular rock music has certainly changed over the years, as it should. All music has to change. Country music has to change. That's what happened to classical music. It got changed. It got hung up in one place, and it's been there for 200 years.
Yeah.
You know, so music to survive has to change. But, we still get the same people. There's one guy I know of that has seen us 72 times. Seeing us 10, 15, 20 times is pretty commonplace. We've got the same fans to some extent, though we keep picking up new ones all the time. We've got some of the same fans we've had for the last 15 or 16 years.
Right, and your fans are very adamant about their belief in you and for what you stand for.
Well, I'm awfully happy about that, and I try not to never violate that trust. I have not really, you know, I put anything out that I don't believe in, and I never intend to.
Now, Charlie did make some changes in his music, you know. How he sung Long-Haired Country Boy, for instance, back in the 70s, not
right.
How he sings it now.
Right.
So he's kind of, evolved into, more politically correct Charlie Daniels than what he used to be, which is kind of ironic because Charlie's one of those guys who doesn't think you should be politically correct and you should be able to say whatever you want to say.
Right.
And, you know, everybody has their own take on that.
You know, Charlie was on the Ken Burns special, the documentary about country music that was just on PBS. And it was just really cool to see him get interviewed. You know, he was definitely, you know, back in the early days when he started, he was a country artist for sure.
Yeah.
You know, and I think he brought that. You know, when Skynyrd started and the Allman Brothers and all that, that's when he was there. And they all had that rock vibe, too.
Yeah.
You know,
the interesting thing, though, about Charlie is that even though he was friends with those guys and in that circle, he was not someone who ended up recording for Capricorn Records like they all did.
No.
You know,
mm-hmm.
He had a record contract with Epic and then that evolved into CBS.
Right.
So his business was different than theirs for some reason. You would have thought they'd all been lumped in the same thing, but
right.
Charlie was a little outside of that business-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this song, Simple Man, is been a monster for you on the country charts for a little while here now, and what some of the experts are telling us, some of the record company people are telling us, that this is as big for you as Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Well, that very much remains to be seen. The Devil Went Down to Georgia did 1,000,006 singles and over 2 million albums.
Wow.
And that's how I judge the success of a song, actually, is what you actually end up selling on it. That tells you the popularity of it. Of course, that remains to be seen, but the album seems to be doing real good, and the single seems to be doing real good, so we'll have to wait and see. You know, if you hit a note that people are really feel strong about, if you hit something that they're really into, that they can get behind, for lack of a better word, I'll call it an anthem,
mm-hmm.
Type of a situation, like South's Gonna Do It Again, or In America, or something like that, people really, really get into, then you've got not only a hit record, but you got something that's gonna be around for a good while, as a lot of our songs have been. We did Fire on the Mountain way back in, 74,
mm-hmm.
You know, still South's Gonna Do It, and some of the songs off of that are still mainstays in our set.
That's right.
Of course, we still do The Devil Went Down to Georgia. We did that in 79. We still do In America. We did that in 80. We still do a lot of songs that have been around for a long time. That, to me, is what's really, really worthwhile, is doing a song that people identify with and that they want to hear year after year after year.
And we'll continue with the KC tapes, but first a word from our sponsor, Black Raven AFC. Black Raven AFC, they can really help build your website. They build websites for businesses like yours every day. Beautiful, functional websites that are designed for the people that are actually going to be using them, your customers. Websites that connect users with real business objectives, and they make a real difference for everybody involved. When you're ready to make your website really matter, let Black Raven AFC help you. They're great at this. Go to blackravendigital.com. That's blackravendigital.com, and reach up today.
Charlie Daniels, of all the songs you've written, and a few of them have become anthems for a particular type of individual or for rock and roll or country music, which one do you feel is your best effort, your favorite of all?
It's hard for me to pick an out-and-out, just one song out of the hundreds that would be a total favorite of mine. There's songs that mean a lot to me. The song Reflections that I wrote for Ronnie Van Zant was a very cut, of course, pulls at my heartstrings. And
which, by the way, he doesn't do anymore. At least I spoke to him recently.
Mm-hmm.
Said that they haven't done that in a while.
That sucks, because not only was it about Ronnie Van Zant, but it was about Elvis and Janis Joplin,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And it was from a great album. And
I was surprised to hear him say that.
Hmm.
Devil Went Down to Georgia was a quick effort on our parts. We put that song together, wrote it in about 3 days, and recorded it. And, you know, there's certain songs that mean a lot to me personally that maybe would not be favorites of other people off the album. But I'd have to say a true representation of where the band, of what the band's about, would be Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Charlie, got any plans to return to do some music here in St. Louis, concert style?
Always, always.
Okay.
We come to St. Louis usually about...
I mean, hey, Charlie, you coming to town anytime soon?
Concert style. Love Smash.
Once a year, once every 14 months or so. And though we don't have a date on the books right now, I imagine we'll probably be seeing you folks pretty shortly after the first of the year. We usually do.
And since then, maybe like 25 times since.
Yeah. Last weekend.
Last weekend, two shows.
see the snow on the ground out there, you know.
Right on. Talking with Charlie Daniels here in the wind-up. Charlie, we are approaching the 1990s. We have seen your music through the 70s and the 80s, and rumor has it in the music world that as we do get into the 90s, you're going to maybe slightly change your music and slightly change your look in that you're going to start maybe spiking your beard. Is that correct, sir?
Spiking my beard.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I will answer that. If you will hold your breath till I spike my beard, 12 months from the day, you'll be dead exactly 1 year.
1 year.
All right.
All right, Charlie Daniels, let's listen to the newest of the anthems to come from one of the greatest in the history of any musical art form. Charlie Daniels with Simple Man here at KSHE. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you, boys. You know, one interview that I did on video was in his bus, and he was playing near Waterloo, Illinois, and he was at Kiel Opera House playing, was getting ready to go on stage when the plane carrying his friends and members of Lynyrd Skynyrd crashed, and Shelley Grafman, the architect of KSHE, was the one that told Charlie, hey, plane went down, don't know who died or whatever, and Charlie went out there and played his concert knowing that, you know, somebody probably died
and
in a plane crash.
And played a long time. He said we kind of took it out on the music that night. He said we played late into the night because we were so touched and emotional about what had happened.
And in fact, in that song, Reflections, he says St. Louis town.
Yeah.
You know, that's where he was when the Free Bird went down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and he's been a a friend of the radio station going way back to the KSHE Kite Fly. He did one of those big kite flies.
Yes, that's right.
And there, Mark Close has some funny stories, I think it was Mark getting him in and out of that venue on a scooter, maybe it was, something like that. So, yeah, Charlie was good friends with Shelley Grafman, who we also did on one of our KSHE tapes.
He's our most downloaded podcast, John, still to this day.
Yeah. And you know, how the record industry was evolving back then, and Charlie was part of that whole scene, even though he was a Southern rocker and, you know, not necessarily what you would think would be KSHE's main type artist. He was.
Yeah.
You know, our listeners still love him to this day, and, you know.
You know, I saw him at the arena once, and it was on the heels of whatever record came out after Reflections. It was maybe it was the one with The Legend of Woolly Swamp, and I'd have to look up the discography. But, man, that's how popular Charlie was. He could fill a place like the arena.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. So there you go. And, you know, that whole Southern rock genre with Skynyrd and Marshall Tucker— you know, other than their really, really big hits, we would go deep on their catalogs, you know, all of them.
Right.
You know, Southern Rock, a 38 special, trying to think of some others right now off the top of my head where people love that stuff. The Atlanta Rhythm Section to a certain degree, you know, they were a Southern band. The Allman Brothers, of course, but I don't throw the Allman Brothers necessarily into Southern Rock.
They're more blues,
yeah, maybe a combination. But, man, that was a big part of rock and roll back then, and you wouldn't think about that. You wouldn't think that to be the case so much right now listening to any rock radio in this country, but it was a huge genre. You know?
He went Million Mile Reflections in 79, and then Full Moon was the record in 1980. That was the one that had Woolly Swamp, and that's when he peaked. And then things started to go a little south after that. But, man, he was popular.
We were always told, too, on the radio station not to call it country rock. You know, just don't refer to it as country rock. It's Southern rock. That's
Southern
it.
Rock.
Because country was...
Eagles.
No, I mean, country was kind of a... We shared an audience with WIL quite a bit.
Right.
You know, back then when country music was more targeted towards men. Country music now is targeted towards women.
It sure is.
So we were always told, don't call it country rock because, you know, we don't want country schmuntry. You know, that's Southern rock.
And aren't they two doorways down from us now?
Yeah. So it was an imaging thing, you know, that they didn't want us calling it that. But, it was hard not to call it that because especially some of Charlie's stuff, you know, Sal's going to do it again about as country as you can get.
Yep.
And I think that's about all I got to say on that.
Okay. All right.
What about you? Anything else?
No, that's it, man.
Long live Charlie Daniels.
Yep.
83 and still 83, kicking.
83, still going.
And thanks to Black Raven Digital AFC for sponsoring us. Go to blackravendigital.com. Adios.
AMF.
My friend.
See ya.
The KSHE Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KSHE, go to KSHE95.com or the KSHE mobile app.